the Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Marston in his underground hideout had at last succeeded in gaining full control of Planet Man's mind with the aid of the Hypno-Ray, and had forced him to divulge the secrets of the Dimension Warper, another terrifying machine of the ancients with which the very orbits of the planets could be controlled. Flats was watching from a hiding place nearby. We find him now as he prepares to tell Judge Augustus what has happened.
Hello, Planaria Rex. Calling Planaria Rex. This is Flats on Mars calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex.
Just a minute, Flats. I'll have our conversation taken down on the recorder. All right. Go ahead now.
Here's the story, Judge. I was right about Danco. He and all the others on your list have been under the control of somebody, all right. They've all been hypnotized. You'll never guess who's behind it all. Marston.
Marston? That's not possible. He's dead.
Yes, again, Judge. He's the livest, meanest dead man I've ever seen. Oh, Marston's alive, Judge. Alive and up to trouble. He survived that fall, and he's been hiding down in the caverns under Mars ever since. He's found a lot of those ancient machines, like those gadgets that we discovered. With one of them, I think he calls it a hypno-ray or something. He's managed to hypnotize and control all the people on that list, the key people here on Mars, and now the Planet Man as well.
That's awful, Flat. Shocking news.
Wait, Judge, you haven't heard all of it yet. There's more, and it's even worse. Remember that machine that Danco and I discovered, the one that Professor Dara figured out how to work? You remember the one we used to send Marston's fleet to some other galaxy?
Yes.
He's found one of those, too.
Flat, you mean that Marston has a dimension warper?
That's right, Judge. He's got one. He knows how to use it because he made Danco show him.
Where's Danco now?
He's probably back in his room by now, Judge. I didn't wait around to see what happened. I came right down here to the spaceport to give you the news. I thought you better know.
You did the right thing, Flat. But do you think there's any chance of saving Danco?
I don't know, Judge. It was bad enough before. Now Marston's used that hypno-ray on him again. I don't think there's even a possibility of getting him to listen.
There's only one way to stop Marston. And it's with Danco's help. Without him, we're licked. You've got to figure out a way to get him back here, Flat.
Okay, Judge. I'll do my best. Hi, Danco. Say, I was down at the spaceport yesterday. Looks to me like somebody's been on board our ship.
That's impossible. I gave orders that a guard was to be posted 24 hours a day and nobody was to be allowed on board.
I got news for you, Danco. That guard's sleeping.
What do you mean?
I suppose that no one included me.
Of course. I told him there was to be no exception.
Well, I was on board.
You? What have you been up to?
Now look, cool off. Don't get excited. I haven't been up to anything. I just thought I'd drop down and check up on things. If I'd been up to something, you think I'd tell you about it?
No, I guess not. Well, what is it you were concerned about?
Well, I don't know, but I was checking over some of the equipment, and it just doesn't look right. I don't know enough about those space gadgets to be sure. Well, it just doesn't look right to me, that's all. I figured if I got on board, somebody else could, too. Now, why don't we go around and have a look, huh?
All right, but don't try anything. I'll have my eye on you.
You know, for a friend and buddy, you sure are suspicious. Okay, let's go.
Exactly where do you think there's trouble?
Well, back here in this compartment where the navigation controls are.
What were you doing back here?
I told you, just checking up on things.
Well, since we're here, I might as well look. Where did you say?
In there.
All right. Come on, we'll look.
All right. Now, come on over here. This bank is controlled. See? Looks to me as though somebody was switching the wires around.
Well, I don't see anything that looks wrong.
can't see it standing up like this, but if you lean down and look there in the back of that panel...
Over here?
Yeah, that's right. Just lean over a little further. Sorry, Danto. I hated to do that, but it was the only way. Now I better get busy and get this ship on its way back to Planaria Rex.
Well, Slat seems to be progressing with his plan to get Danto back to Planaria Rex and out of Marston's grip. We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slat, he had just talked Danto into going aboard the Cosmos to check what Slat said were some faulty controls. While aboard, Slat knocked out Danto in an attempt to get him out of Mars and onto Planaria Rex so that the scientists there might try to revive Danto's mind, which had been distorted by Marston. We find Slat now as he prepares to leave Mars.
Hello, Control Tower. This is the Cosmos. Do we have clearance for takeoff?
Who is this speaking?
What's the difference? Do we have clearance for takeoff?
Who is this? We have orders that no one but Danto, the Planet Man, is to be allowed aboard that ship. Where is Planet Man?
He's here on board.
Let me talk to him. We cannot give clearance without his permission.
Okay. Just a minute. That's nice. Now what I do? I just better take off. I hope the ship's fast enough to stay ahead of anything they've got. I think I'll catch them enough by surprise so that I can get out of range of the ground batteries before they get wise. Well, I'll just have to take a chance. Here goes.
Hello, Cosmos. You're disobeying orders. You are to return immediately to the field or you'll be pursued and destroyed.
It's too late now, brother. You better try and catch me.
Marston, come here quickly.
What is wrong, Claude?
Look.
Are you worrying about that Earthman again?
I was right, Marston. Right to worry about him. I've been watching him. He's aboard a spaceship heading for Planaria Rex.
Then you should be glad to get rid of him. Now you will not have to worry.
But you don't understand, Marston. He has the Planet Man with him.
Are you sure?
Yes, Marston, I'm sure. I watched him. He struck him on the head and tied him up. He's taken him back to Planaria Rex. Shall I use the Dimension Warper and destroy their ship?
No. Let them go, Quarles. Planet Man will not do them any good. He will obey only my orders, and when I am ready, I will give them to him.
But they may somehow be able to release him from your control.
I doubt that very much, Quarles. But even if they can, it will not matter. Now that I control the Dimension Warper, we need fear nothing in the solar system. Let them go, Quarles. Let them go.
Hello, this is Slats aboard the Cosmos calling Planaria Rex. Slats calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex.
Go ahead, Slats, I'm listening.
I did it, Judge, I did it.
You have Planet Man?
I got him all right. I got him tied up back in one of the cabins.
You didn't hurt him, did you?
Well, he's going to have a lump on his head for a couple of days, but otherwise he's all right.
I'm sorry you had to do that, Slats, but it was the only way.
Sure, if we can straighten him out, I know he won't mind. But I better go back and check him now.
Very well, Slats, but be careful. By the way, are you being followed?
I haven't even looked. There's nothing I can do about it if I am. Either I'll outrun them or they'll outrun me. If I get there, you'll know I made it. And if I don't, you'll know they caught me. Well, I better go back and look at Danto now.
Goodbye, Slats.
So long. Now, let me go back and see how my buddy's doing. Well, I see you're awake.
What's the meaning of this? Untie me at once. What do you think you're doing?
No sense trying to explain it to you now.
I demand an explanation. Untie me at once.
Look, save your breath. I ain't untying you. There's no sense in my talking to you.
If you don't obey me at once, you'll suffer the consequences.
Sure, I know. Now, you just relax there, and you're going to be all comfortable. I'll untie you when we get to Planaria Rex.
Planaria Rex? Why are you taking me there?
Oh, I just thought we'd drop in for a chat with a few of our old friends.
I told you once, Bats, that I do not find your humor amusing. I'll give you one more chance. Untie me now and we'll go back to Mars and I'll try to forget what's happened.
You'll try to forget what's there. Well, that's darn decent of you, Danto. But, you know, I'm afraid I just won't be able to take you up on that offer. You see, I got a date with a certain Judge Augustus and I just don't want to disappoint him.
You fool. You're meddling in things much bigger than you'll ever understand with your puny mind. Untie me, I say. Untie me, do you hear? Untie me at once, you'll suffer beyond imagination.
No. Don't get yourself all worked up, Danto. You're just going to wear yourself out. Well, there's enough rope on you right now to hold an elephant. You may be strong, but you're not going to bust out of that. So you just might as well make up your mind to save your energy. I'll untie you when we get to Planaria Rex and not before. Now, why don't you go on to sleep or something? You're making me nervous. I guess I better go on back up forward and check the controls. So long.
Come back here. Come back here at once and release me. Slats! Slats, I warn you!
Slats seems to have the situation well in hand for the moment. What will Danto's actions be when he reaches Planaria Rex? Can the scientists on Planaria Rex do anything about Danto's mental state? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Danto, the Planet Man. Planet Man.